This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftism is losing big, and I love it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Be sure to visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. We got some really cool things that are going to be on there. We'll talk about them a little bit here, but I'm telling you, amazing things going on. So United Airlines is offering vaccinated people free tickets. Do you think the airline industry can give something away? These are people that charge you, for some of them, for bringing a bag on the aircraft, not putting it in the luggage, but you doing the work of carrying it on. Oh, you got a personal baggage. We got to charge you $25. But they're giving away free tickets. So it made me curious. How can you be in an industry that's in triage, all the airline industry suffered over the past year because they couldn't take anybody anywhere. And they're giving away free tickets. They're getting paid, folks. Somebody's paying them to do this. And it's because poor people like free stuff. But the cost of free could be your freedom. And that's another good saying we had today. We got to write today's show down. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Today's show is amazing. But it is. The cost of freedom is freedom. You're going to get a shot so you can get a free flight? What are the long-range ramifications of that shot? We've gone into it. I'm not going to take you through it. And for those of you who got it and you feel safer, you know what? Congratulations. I'm not mad at you. I'm just not going to get it. And I don't think anybody should be mad at me for not getting it. And I don't think we should be doing a full court press. The government should look at it and say, well, look, the people that didn't get it, They're not going to be part of society. They're going to die. For the record, those of you who did get it, you're going to die too. We're all going to die. I'll take my chances against the Wu flu. Here's the other thing they're not telling you. You know what? I just found this out. They're not going to tell you that if you had the Wu flu, you don't need the shot. You had it. You've got the antibodies. That's what the vaccine is supposed to do. All these people walking around with antibodies, not a single one of these government agencies is going to say, hey, why don't you get tested for the antibodies? If you have the antibodies, you don't need to take the shot. Are they going to tell you that? No, because the cost of free is your freedom. Come get that free shot. It's in all the CVS's. It's in all the Walgreens. Get your free shot. You can go to the airport. We'll give you a free vaccine. You can get it. Now, that doesn't mean you're not transmitting the Wu flu, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't mean you can't get it again. Doesn't mean you won't get it. Doesn't mean you won't die from the shot and get a bunch of other side effects that may be long term. Oh, and by the way, you had the antibodies. Oh, geez, I should have told you that. Leftists are losing. They have to sell the idea to get a shot that they claim everybody wants. Are you crazy? Everybody should want that stupid shot. Come get it. That's not even what I want to talk about, though. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about Don Lemon and the media, and specifically Don Lemon, because he's losing. I sent Don Lemon a note, his producer, and I said, hey, listen, I'm no longer on Fox. They used to love me going over there. But I got to deal with Fox, and I couldn't go on. She was like, oh, Kevin, I'm so sorry we can't get you on anymore. So after Fox fired me and I hadn't done any media for a while, I sent a note and said, hey, listen, here's some topics I can discuss if Don Lemon wants to get me on the show. She sent me back a nice note that said, Kevin, we're in a different format. Now, I know what the format is. Don Lemon gets Chris Cuomo on, and they yuck it up and try to pretend that they're both very important people. And I never watch his show. Neither do most other people, by the way. I've watched Don go from being somewhat moderate to being a vitriolic leftist where it served his purpose. Well, guess what? He doesn't have Donald Trump to beat up on anymore. And it's showing. Here's what Fox News said. Viewers are continuing to flee from CNN anchor Don Lemon, even after relaunching his primetime program amid his dramatic ratings slump. Last week marked the debut of Don Lemon Tonight, which is virtually no different than the anchor's long-running two-hour program, CNN Tonight. The only difference between both shows was that CNN Tonight had higher ratings. Don Lemon Tonight averaged a measly 816,000 viewers in his 10 p.m. Eastern time slot from May 17th through the 21st, which is an 11% decrease from his final week of CNN Tonight, which averaged 898,000 viewers from May 10th to May 14th. Quick story. Buddy of mine is a radio host. He gets contacted from a leftist station in Massachusetts and says, hey, can we take on your show? And he says, wait a minute. Your demographic is completely not mine. You know, they're going to hate the show. Why do you want the show? They go, yeah, but we want to give a new audience, which I give them credit. They run Tom Hart's show. If you know who Tom Hart is, he's a lefty radio guy that they say he's the voice of the progressive movement. He's the only one, and he's got to be losing audience as well. But anyway, they're going to put him on my buddy's show, on with Tom, near Tom Hart's show. Progressive, lefty, brain-dead, moronic station, okay? So my buddy says, you know what? Okay. You know, you made me an offer. Let's do it. So they ran his show for 2 days, and they told him, we're canceling the show. And he says, hey, told you, demographic, you know, doesn't like it, whatever. But they had massive calls. 2 days after, two more days after they canceled, they called him back and said, hey, listen, we made a mistake. We want to carry the show. And he goes, "What? Why the change?" Well, you want to know what the change was? They wanted people ringing the phone lines. It's the same thing with PolitiChatter. People say to me all the time, Kevin, are you guys going to make this a, you know, an echo chamber for conservatives? I go, no, everybody's welcome. I hope millions of leftists come over. I do. Because what it's going to do is it's going to get you guys talking all the time. You're going to be fired up about it. Don Lemon is losing his audience because he doesn't bring any spice to his show. It's just one-sided. He doesn't want to allow anybody to think any differently. Well, you know what? People on the left are not as dumb as they think. They want something to give them pause, to make them think. I'm going to make you think when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The left can do a lot to you, but they can't control you the way they want to control you. And they're plotting on how to do that. And they almost succeeded with social media. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Outside of Obamacare, the left can't tell you what to buy. So when you say, I'm not going to buy Coke, I'm not going to buy Nike, I'm not going to support Disney, I'm not going to, you know, whatever. You know the choices out there. They hate that, but they can't control that. That's why they steal so much of your money, is because they don't like that you can take your economic power and walk away. You walked away from baseball. Their numbers are down. You walked away from football dramatically. And how about basketball? It's so fun to watch when you exercise your power. You walked away, many of you walked away from leftism, the Democratic Party, the progressive movement. You moved over to vote for Trump, not because he was Trump, but because he was the Pied Piper of everything you believed in. And they couldn't stand it. They got rid of him. You were walking away from media, so they sucked you in with social media, and they said, come over here, man. This is the new elixir. And you went. And then they decided they were going to beat you up. They were going to beat you down. We're going to talk a little bit about what they've done this hour. Don Lemon's viewership, I was talking about him earlier, steep decline. First of the year, his show averaged 3.48 million viewers during the week of the Capitol Hill riots back on January the 6th. And now he can't get 800,000 people to watch him. They say it's a 77% decline. You did that. You and the, think about it. That's not, you aren't his demographic audience, but some of you went over his looky-loos. The people who used to watch Lemon, 77% of them said, no more. I'm done with him. I told you, I sent a note to his producer and said, he's dead man walking. Or maybe I didn't go into that. But he is. He's dead man walking. Don Lemon's show is a nobody wants to watch this stuff. All these numbers are down. Folks, I have the numbers in front of me on what's going on in network media. They're all down, including Fox. They'll get a little bump here or there, but as a rule, from a year ago, they are so far down, it's crazy. One of the only shows that's doing well is Tucker Carlson. And it's because Tucker is speaking the truth. And to what degree, I don't know. I don't know what they're... Because I don't know that he's completely unfettered. But these guys want to tell you what to do. The left, that is. They want to tell you what to watch. They want to tell you how to be. Wear your mask. You can go here. You can't go here. If you're standing, put your mask on. If you're sitting, you can take it off. They want to micromanage you. And you've revolted. Donald Trump issued a statement. New Ipsos Reuters poll. Beliefs among Republicans show 53% believe Trump is the true president. 56% of us believe that the election of 2020 was tainted. 61% of us believe that the election was stolen. I don't know what the numbers are on the left, but I don't know how you could call yourself a Republican and not know. Not known to believe it, not know that this election was stolen. Trump went on to say, what WAPO and other members of the fake news media don't report is that Biden is of no interest to anybody. 21 million less people watched his joint address to Congress than watched mine, is what Trump wrote. Also, Biden's ratings have killed the radical left. Fake news cable networks, MSNBC and CNN have plummeted in their ratings. MSNBC doesn't have a show in the top 10 of all cable news programs. CNN doesn't have a show in the top 100. They should have embraced and endorsed Trump. Their ratings would have been at new highs. This is Trump writing this. He says, I've been doing very limited media so the American people could see just how big of a disaster the Biden administration has been. And I was right. Inflation. The border crisis. Our forgotten military. War in the Middle East as a result of Biden's mistakes. All of these things. Our country is being destroyed. Watch. It's only going to get worse. That's the good news, bad news, folks. The good news is it's only going to get worse. But it's also the bad news because it's only going to get worse. But see, it's got to get worse before it gets better. He went on to say this. The Washington Post incorrectly reported about my website viewership. We have not yet launched our own social media platform, but even the very basic site we have to post our statements received 36.7 million views over the past month, blah, blah, blah. Lots of traffic. Twitter and Facebook, he says that number would be even bigger if we were still on Twitter and Facebook. But since Big Tech has illegally banned me, tens of millions of our supporters have stopped using their platforms because they're boring and nasty. So I issued a press release where it's coming out to the president to say, come over to PolitiChatter. Donald Trump may very well, he can drive numbers, he can do a lot of different things, and he's a formidable competitor. But he's got lots of problems if he does a site like this, and then decides to be president. Run for president again. Not to mention, No offense to Donald Trump, but that's not his passion. His passion isn't in social media. His passion is in doing the best job he can. Now, he can get profiteers, people that want to profit on his stuff, and he's certainly entitled to that. But here's what I would say to Donald Trump about that. You put a lot of money in Jack Dorsey's pockets. Jack Dorsey, is that Dorsey? The guy that owns Twitter? You put a lot of money in his pocket. You put a lot of money in Zuckerberg's pocket. Why don't you start helping the people who got you there? The almost 1 million people at PolitiChatter that will in less than 45 days be 2 million. Are we getting 38.6 million or 36.8 or whatever the number was that he said at his website? No, but we will. We absolutely will. How about you start rewarding the people that brought this thing to you, that made you what you are? So I'm gonna angle for a meeting and show him what we've got. I understand his fear. Parler completely screwed the pooch. Horrible mistakes. Maybe Mark Meckler can turn him around. Good luck to him. But I know what we've got. I know why every single day people become pro members and want to invest in their social media platform. Because they see that it's not just enough to be there. You got to be plugged in. I call it political church. It's not just political chatter. It is political church. Bring your group, bring your issue, and let's go to work, people. Because what the left has shown us is that they don't care about us. And think about it this way. If Zuckerberg decides that he's going to get all these people together and get them working against us, which he's already doing, what can we do? We better have an alternative. Go to politichatter.com. Get signed up.
Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A male suspect is dead following an active shooter incident in San Jose this morning. The Santa Clara Sheriff's Office receiving multiple reports of shots fired around 6:34 a.m. this morning at the light rail yard of the Valley Transportation Authority. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office saying,
"This is a tragic and ongoing investigation that we're dealing with right now. So we ask for the privacy for the founding members until we can get everything sorted and figured out from here.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, is appearing before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He was asked if he would ban the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the President.
He was asked if he would ban the AR-15 rifle. The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at all airports across the nation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
According to Patricia Mancha, the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
Longtime Virginia Senator and former Navy Secretary John Warner died of natural causes at the age of 94. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a saying, egotism is the anesthetic that dulls the pain of stupidity. Does that apply to leftists or not? Egotism is the anesthetic that dulls the pain of stupidity. The pain of stupidity. The people that think they're smart, smarter than anybody else, are the dumbest people on the planet. Oh, I give them credit for the things that they do that are very crooked. But that's not smart. I mean, believe me, if somebody like myself decided to go after them in a ruthless way, they wouldn't even know what hit them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Donald Trump said China was responsible for the Wu flu. He said it early on. He said, we need to make China pay. And the Democrats ridiculed him. How dare he? Accused them of being xenophobic, etc., etc. I went over this the other day, but I'm making a bigger point today about this same thing. Donald Trump said there was a simple cure for the Wu flu. Democrats ridiculed him. He says, take hydroxychloroquine. They said they accused him of wanting to give people Clorox and a host of other things. They tried the ridicule campaign. And it worked to a degree because they got Trump to spend trillions of dollars to fight a disease that is less deadly than the seasonal flu. And that's what they wanted. They got Trump to do their dirty work. And now he takes credit for a multi-trillion dollar money grab for what works, what for all intents and purposes would be a placebo if it weren't for the fact that these different cures are killing people and maiming them. And there will be far-reaching effects of this that I'm telling you is going, I don't even, to speculate where this is going to go would scare you. Massive deaths. Massive women who can't have babies and all kinds of things. The far-reaching impact of this, the implications are scary. And yet, they keep pushing it. Hey, get a free airplane ride if you get that shot. Hey, we'll even let you socially, you know, non-distance. You can all get together at a ball game. Or, you know what? You can go back to life the way you knew it before this thing ever hit. All you got to do is get this stupid shot. And then hang that magnet off your arm. Trump is not going to take a victory lap on the third part of what I just talked about. He can take a victory lap on saying China was responsible. He can take a victory lap on a simple cure. But he cannot take a victory lap on I'm the fastest to market a medicine that isn't going to help anybody. It's killing people. Hydroxychloroquine. Only in the most populous, prosperous, I should say, country in the world could you get people to spend trillions of dollars on snake oil. That's what every one of these so-called cures for the Wu flu is. It's snake oil. But Trump did sound the alarm bell on China, and that's why the media is ignoring it right now. And I'm curious to see where this story goes. Because we know now that China is responsible for unleashing this relatively benign virus onto the world. It did kill some people, but it was relatively benign. Or was it? Is it just part of some sinister plan? Now, I've been sounding the alarm bell on Wu flu and the shot since I figured out the ruse. I told you guys there was something different about it. Couldn't put my finger on it at the time. The massive voter fraud that took place with mail-in ballots, and you can't go because people are afraid, and it's a fear thing. They all did it. It convinced me, folks, that there really is a Dr. Evil or some leftist commission that determines what we can do and not do. And they're pulling the strings, testing us at every turn. And then we noticed how they involve others. You know, Facebook censored vaccine information. Project Veritas got the video of this from an insider. Algorithm that drastically reduced user exposure to the vaccine. It effectively told lies about it. Wouldn't let it come up. Recall Facebook did a similar thing with Patrice Cullors, Con Cullors, where they wouldn't let you post anything negative about the co-founder of Black Lives Matter. She was buying millions of dollars of homes. They wouldn't let you talk about it. But that's one thing. This is far more sinister. And here's what Project Veritas found in their expose of them. And I'm going to tell you, we owe a debt of gratitude to people out there who are doing this work. And it isn't just James O'Keefe. There are many others. I credit Project Veritas in the sense that they exist, but they didn't do an undercover thing. Somebody from these various companies are the ones who called Project Veritas and said, I have some information for you. Anyway, here's the clip.
We have just obtained multiple leaked documents from inside Facebook, this time detailing a plan to curb, quote, vaccine hesitancy on a global scale. It was so concerning, it brought us not one, but two whistleblowers from inside Facebook who are ready to speak out on what this means for free speech and public discourse on their own platform.
Facebook uses classifiers in their algorithms to determine certain content to be what they call vaccine hesitant, or they call it vaccine hesitancy without the user's knowledge. They assign a score to these comments that's called a VH score, the vaccine hesitancy score. And based on that score, we'll demote or leave the comment alone, depending on the content within it.
Our first Facebook insider is a data center technician who leaked us multiple internal documents detailing an algorithm test being run on 1.5% of Facebook and Instagram's nearly 3.8 billion users worldwide. The goal? To, quote, drastically reduce user exposure to vaccine hesitancy in comments.
It's the same thing. You see a lot of this difference in their public policy versus the private policy, where the public policy is very vague, it's very ambiguous, it's designed to be questioned, because it's designed to be able to easily defend. But then if you look at the private policy, it's much more clear, much more specific. I think that they're trying to make it seem like they're not doing as much, or that they're just kind of like generalizing it, like, oh, we just have some robot that just tags your post, and then, you know, we look at it. But I think they don't want people to know, oh, no, we actually have something that we made specifically for vaccine hesitancy. So this is the main document along with all the attachments and stuff that goes with it. So basically, when they write this algorithm, it goes through Facebook content, and it looks for certain keywords that are related to vaccination or, you know, not getting a vaccine and stuff like that. And it gives it a score, and the VH score means vaccine hesitancy, which is defined as being hesitant to get a vaccine, but not just like, well, I don't know, it's even, well, I saw a study that said that someone died that got the vaccine. That's vaccine hesitancy.
So this is a beta test. This is all a beta test.
Right.
And how big is this
beta test.
They refer to the test size as 1.5%. I'm not exactly sure which pool that pulls from, but I think it's comments on authoritative health pages.
You seem to think that they've already rolled this out. Why do we believe they've already rolled this out?
In one slideshow that they had, they called their weekly progress tracker. Mm-hmm. They actually lay all this out in a chart, and you can see it. You can look at the slides, they go by date. So we've got here COVID-19 vaccine safety and efficacy global. Currently global, 13 languages, Facebook plus Instagram. LC19 vaccine global, currently global, 66 languages. And the very first thing that brought me to the conclusion that they wanted to do this globally is they were developing it in, like, you know, as many languages as they could get their hands on.
So this is like a product launch almost.
Yes, yeah. In their last quarterly report, they reported 2.79 billion people on Earth use some kind of Facebook app.
All right. Get over your outrage. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's not enough. Forget, oh my gosh, you know, that's normal. That's just leftism 101. You're going to be outraged. Get over that emotion. The real question is, why are they doing it? Once you understand that they're doing it and you know they're doing evil, you got to ask yourself why. What's Facebook getting out of this? Who pulled the trigger? Who pays the bills? You already know, look, Bill Gates, these guys, go back and look at their briefings with the CIA about how they can do, you know, use technology for mind control. And you get an idea. You look at the outcome. Look at things that you never thought you would do. You, like wearing that stupid mask. Never thought you would. If somebody said, you're going to be wearing a mask everywhere you go, in a year, and you're not going to say a word about it. Yeah, shut up. State of Soul said that 2 years ago. You'd have been like, no way, man. What are they going to do? And by the way, an ineffective mask, it would be different if the mask helped you. Ineffective. Doesn't even do anything. Just a cover. It's like a, you know, putting a leash on your mate and saying, we're going to go out in public, you're going to wear a leash. Doesn't do anything, but it says a lot, doesn't it? So who's calling the shots? Who said to Facebook, you know, this, it would be good if you could help us to do that? What government agency worked with Facebook to say, do mind control?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We've been talking about stupidity today, most of the day. And I would love to absolve us from some of the stupidity that I see leftists do, but sadly, we are stupid as well. We see things coming and we don't react to it. I told people about the social media. God, I wish I could just gather up all the things I said. I said, I remember having a discussion with a bunch of patriots, and I said, guys, do you realize Zuckerberg doesn't even realize the power he has in his hands? He doesn't realize it yet. He's playing with a nuclear football, and he's throwing it around like a frat boy. Wait until he discovers the power, till he uncovers the power that he has. I said, it's going to be devastating to us unless we do something about it. This is when I figured out he was a lefty, trained by leftists, by Marxists. This is a kid who got billions of dollars put in his hand, and then he had people just fawning all over him. Do you think, were we fawning all over him as conservatives? Heck no. But leftists were, because they recognized the power. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. There's a couple things about stupidity you need to be aware of. One, you can't argue with stupidity. Two, you can't legislate against stupidity. We try. The leftists try to educate against the least common denominator. But they're not really, they don't care. Martin Luther King said this, Jr. He said, nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. And sadly, the only rehab for stupidity is if you can get around people who will make you see where you can have a discussion. The left will never go to a rehab for stupidity because they are in. There's nothing that can let them escape it. It's a dark part of their soul. And now, look at the evil of what these guys have done with Facebook, where they were trying to silence anybody who would dare say, you might want to look before you take this shot. And then knowing what they did, shouldn't somebody go to prison? They manipulated the public's perception of whether this shot is good or bad. Look, put the evidence on the table and let me make my own decision. That's what PolitiChatter does. But no, not these guys. But get this. 8 years ago, the Federal Trade Commission had a chance to take Google to task. And I'm going to read this. It says, the giant of Silicon Valley, whose power now alters the free flow of information at a global scale, distorts market access for businesses large and small, and changes the nature of independent thought and world in ways the world never experienced. Google something against Barack Obama or against the vaccine. See what comes up. Then go to Bing or some other, not that Microsoft's much better, but go to another search engine and watch what comes up. It's night and day. They said, instead, the FTC blinked and blinked hard, choosing to close an investigation against Google in 2013. A remarkable leak to Politico of agency documents about the 2012 Google investigation reveals that despite ample evidence of market distortions and threats to competition presented by the agency's lawyers, the five commissioners of the FTC deferred instead to speculative claims by their economists. This is when you know people have been bought out. I asked the question of Facebook. Who authorized the code red for Facebook to determine if you have vaccine hesitancy, you're not going to see it. We're going to slowly make you think that everything's okay. I mean, they have got rap music behind it. They are trying to guilt you into getting a shot. No matter how, if you say, look, if 98% of the country's got it, why are you worried about 2% of people getting it? Well, you never know. Well, I'll take my chances. You know, if you've reached some level of effective rate where you feel like Biden says we want to have 70% of the country vaccinated, I'm not going to be part of it. If that's the number and then everything stays normal, fine. I don't go full court press. But this black man ain't getting you shot. So anyway, just letting you know, it isn't just Facebook that somebody gave the code red to say, make sure you influence people to get this shot. I'd like to know who. I don't know about you. I want to know. And what does that make Facebook when they can be manipulated like that? When somebody can say, look, This is what we want. Oh, okay, well, if that's what you want. Did they pay to do that? In which case, who paid for it? Did the government pay Facebook to try to influence us? Because, see, I don't want my tax dollars going for that. Yep. Records and reporting about the 2012 investigation suggest the FTC did so while bending to political pressure from the Obama White House. Remember when he and Zuckerberg were hanging out and having a good time? They said, which was in turn bending to political pressure from Google. Well, it wasn't just Zuckerberg he was hanging out with. He was hanging out with Google. He was rolling with the big dogs. William Kakovich, a former FTC chair under Bush, reviewed more than, let me see what it says here, 300 pages of documents leaked to Politico and concluded the agency overlooked what many experts and regulators would consider clear antitrust violations, calling the specificity of issues outlined breathtaking. Antitrust. So here's what's going on, just so you guys are aware. Politichatter is entering the world of social media. It's been dominated by the left. I want to explain why we're so important. All the rules that apply to the left now apply to us. Anything that they've done, we can do against them. Now, if you notice back in the thing we were talking about with Facebook, the guy said they keep their terms and conditions very vague. So when they appear before Congress, they can say, well, we don't do that. As a rule, our terms and conditions are this, and they're vague. Ours will be the same. Meaning that when we appear before Congress in protection of you, we can be very vague about what we're doing. I'm telling you right now, we have our staff. Go look at the people that they allow to do hate speech. People that support Farrakhan, groups that support Farrakhan, that hate Jews. They do nothing to them. You, if you're a Judeo-Christian, red-blooded, you know, meat-eating, flag-waving American, they're giving you grief. And now we learn that the government is letting them get richer and richer. These are the robber barons that it took Teddy Roosevelt to finally break. Well, who's going to be our Teddy Roosevelt? The guy writes, in short, where we find ourselves today, with Google as the primary filter of the world's information, engaging in a network of exclusionary contracts and anti-competitive conduct, and subject to an antitrust lawsuit led by the Department of Justice, joined by 48 states' attorney generals, could have and should have been avoided. Now excuse me, DeSantis and others are cracking down. They're fining them. You ban one of our citizens, it's going to cost you money. Is it too little, too late? I'm not sure. I think we're going to win in the end, but I'm going to tell you this. You got to understand why Politichatter is so important. It gets you a dog in the fight who will have sustaining power and who will go there and fight against these types of things. See, it's a very simple thing for us over at Politichatter. You can make the determination of what you want to see and what you don't want to see, what you find offensive or not. You don't need us to do that. You can see something and go, I never want to see that again, and that's that. Ban the person. Ban the news, the whole thing of it. You can ban it. And by the way, you can even jump off of Politichatter if you choose to. I don't think you will, because there's somebody fighting for you now. And the bigger we grow, the more that we can challenge these guys, the better it is for America. I know that sounds self-serving, but it is a fact. Trust us.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.